The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is January 21st, 2015. We are sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we're not the biggest, but we are the best. And if you know anything about us, our motto is, we don't try, we succeed. And today's show is going to be a short show. You know, this is just going to be me on it. And I like to do these shows once in a while because I can kind of get stuff off my chest that I want to get off in a different way. And we're going to talk about, you can call it a crisis, you can call it insurmountable odds. Just when the sky feels like it's falling down on you, everything is going to shit. And we've all had these days, and they've gone on sometimes longer for days. And the question I ask all of you out there is this. Are you going to soften, or are you going to harden? And are you going to be ordinary, or are you going to be extraordinary? Those are the two questions that I will ask today, not only of you, but of myself. And as we get this show out here more and more, and I've said in previous podcasts that we are looking for 1 million people this year to listen to Motivation and Muscle, I don't say that lightly to you. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not. We're dead on. And this is why I want to talk about this. There's been a lot of trials and tribulations, especially in the last 10 days with my business, with some personal things, to the point where it did feel like, where are we going to go here? I mean, there were days almost where I felt like it was time to cash it in. Because when you've worked your ass off for over 2 years now, and you're like ready to turn that corner, and it's like, one thing after another is just like pounding you. I mean, beating you literally right into the ground. And you're like, okay, is this worth it anymore? I mean, look, I was a mainframe programmer. I was making 80 grand a year 2 years ago. All right? Is the option to go back to something that you don't want to do anymore for the money? And sit in a cubicle and get your balls kicked in every day or tell you you're no good. That's not an option for me anymore. Because if any of you have been out of work or have decided to go into a business, something you love to do, you're going to have to go up and down with entrepreneurship. It's just part of how this works. Look how many entrepreneurs were millionaires. Next thing you know, they went belly up. And that could have been 2 or 3 times. But the common denominator in with all of us is, and this is going to be the second question I asked, are you ordinary or extraordinary? There's an extraordinary amount of will and decision-making in people who want to do something like this that no matter what happens, no matter how hard you get busted down, you're going to find a way to come back. Now, today, worked a lot of things out. Now we're back on the road again. But a lot of times, man, you don't just hit potholes, you hit sinkholes. And they don't feel too good. And when you've got things just blowing through you constantly, you know, your mind is so filled. No matter what you do, you just can't unplug. You can't, just break this shit. You know, you go out and lift, that'll help you to a point. But you're still, you're involved, man. You're in this game. But you know what I found out, especially the last 2 days? It's going to be your perception and how much you're going to be in this thing. Because what happens is, what you want to do to resolve these things is this. You want to just take what's going on there, formulate what you have to do, and take care of it. Because to me, the mind is secondary. I do believe everything runs through your heart. I believe with everything you do, business, financial, relationships, you have to shut down that secondary voice. And that's in your head. Because if you know, the head's always going to keep playing out another scenario. How many times have you worried about things that never happened? Think about your life. How many times things have happened that you thought about? They rarely do. And this is where we get into the softening or the hardening and the ordinary and the extraordinary. And what I've found in the last few training sessions I've had, I've unplugged this out of my head now. And I've got another big one tonight. And as I progress more with my training, things seem to level out more in my body. Because I do believe the physical end of your life is going to dictate the mental end, and the mental end dictates the physical end. But it's like anything, no matter what you want to do, you want to get bigger, stronger, lift bigger stones, lift bigger weights overhead, lose weight, all right? You have to make a decision. And if you make a decision, that's half the battle or more, because you have to be able to get up and get out of what you're doing. As I said, unplug, jump into it, go out and do it. Even if you're doing something only for 15 minutes, the feeling you have is totally different than when you walked in. When you're walking out, sometimes you see things much clearer because, you know, let's face it, they use the word stress, and there is such a thing as stress, but not to the degree I believe it's used for everything now. We're supposed to have a little bit of stress. I want to have a little bit of stress. You know, I've talked about in other podcasts. Don't you want other things pushing? You need to have something pushing on you, but not in a bad way where it's going to create physical ailments. People have mental, obviously, issues, you know. We don't want that. But a little testing and a little pushing around is not a bad thing at all. And we all need that as humans because, you know, for instance, I was out today, had to run errands, you know. I believe that technology is a great thing. I need it for what I do. Phones, all that stuff, okay? But there's a place for it too. And it's like everybody, it seems I see, they got a phone glued to their ear. It's like, what the hell is this, man? You know, I remember martial arts. You never look down when you walk. Never. But man, oh man, everybody you're meeting, they're looking down. They wouldn't know if somebody came up on them and slammed them right to the side of the head and dropped them to the ground and took every dime they owned. The point of the matter is, no matter what happens, you have this alertness, this extraordinary, this whole being you are, this allows you to get through these hard times, to be able to resolve these hard times. If there's things going on in your personal life, you have to draw out. You have to come to the table. You have to figure out, am I in it or am I out? And what are the options? What are the options? And this is where, like I said, this is where you decide if you're going to soften or harden. Because if you soften, there's just no way you're going to come back to what you were. And once you have a pattern of losing, and I'm going to use the word failure. I don't like using. That becomes a regularity in your life. And your expectations go down about what you want, your goals, people you want in your life. Did you ever notice when things are really going good, people come into your life that you never thought would ever come in? And it doesn't matter where they are. They could be 3,000 miles away. If something's going to happen, you're going to get to that person, or you're going to get to that layer of success in your life because you've invited it in. But when you're thinking small, when you've had a week like I've had where you could run and retreat, you could go lay on a couch, throw a blanket over you, you know, I've had enough. You can go that way too. But I don't know many lifters or anybody that believes in the physical ability of yourself and your mind to ever retreat like that. I myself, even as bad as it's been the last couple weeks, I can't retreat. I don't have it in me. And I don't have it in me with people either, where when I like somebody, I'll go right to the limit with them. And that's very dangerous to do, because not everybody has the same degree of, how am I want to put it, I guess loyalty, love, whatever it is. And you can get really mangled and damaged like that. But what good is life without taking chances? I mean, that's what we're all here for. What do you think we're doing businesses for? What do you think I'm knocking my head in for day in and day out? Not only do I enjoy this and helping people like I'm doing right now, I hope, and giving service to people and making a living, but you know what the biggest thing is for me? It's the freedom, man. It's me signing my paycheck, not some asshole that could give a damn about me, just gives me enough to hang around. And then you know what? It's like friends of mine that were in IT just found out for a big major corporation, they're pulling up stakes here in New York. You know, and they tell them they're not going to have a job right at Christmas. How's that for a kick in the teeth? Yeah, I got 25 years in and I don't have a job anymore. Been there, done it twice. Can't do it anymore. There comes a point in any human being, especially the way I've always lived and done things, especially with lifting, you're so goal-oriented and you're independent and you like doing things. And, you know, when things keep happening to you, you've got to stop and say, okay, maybe this isn't the field anymore. Maybe I've got to change my skill base, or maybe I got to go do something that I've wanted to do my whole life. Do anything. Anything. And go out and do the best you can with it. Give it a shot, damn it. Work hard for it, because that's what matters. Because in the end, I just don't want to live with regret. I'd rather lose my mind than live with regret. And that's just not the way. That's not the way to live. I mean, we all have things. We all have hills and valleys in our life. And even if you got $1 million, how many people out there have tons of money that aren't even happy? You know, you've got to develop that from in. Everything, you know, anybody that trains here that wants weight loss, we always say we got to change you from within to get the without. Meaning your outer is never going to reflect until your inner is solved. And if more people did that instead of investing in bullshit, they'd be a hell of a lot happier. But you know what? The human being generally is lazy. And you've got to get out of those patterns. You've got to get out of those patterns. You've got to go out and figure it out and take your lumps and get better. Just think of all the people you can help. You can have your own podcast like I do. You know how many people want to listen to somebody that's talking to them authentically, that's not trying to throw a bunch of shit and making sales on them? That's the way to do it. You have to create a trust with people. People have to know that when you say something or you put something there, that you stand by it 100% and that you've done it. See, that's the biggest thing. You've done it. And anything we talk about on the show, anytime I'm just talking to you like I am myself, I've done it. I've been through it. I don't go invent shit just to say, okay, try this and see what happens. That's not correct, number one. That's dishonest. Not going to do that. I don't practice any of that shit. I don't believe that you should lie to somebody as long as you can get away with it. You can get hurt real severely for that around me. I don't go with any of that stuff. So, today's show, you know, be extraordinary. Harden yourself. You know, no matter what happens, know that you can get through it. Know that you can be bigger than what's going on in your life right now. That's all. And the ones that you care about, tell them you care about them. Be around them. Be part of their life. Let them be part of you. Enjoy what you're doing. That's what I'm trying to do right now, because you know what? When I enjoy this, and even though we have sinkholes and we hit them and we got to get out of them. This is a process of life right now that I have a great opportunity for, and you do too. Don't sell yourself short. If there's something you want to do, go out and try it. But remember this, harden yourself. Harden yourself. And remember this, always be extraordinary. So this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to thank you for listening to today's show. We are sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company. That's www.fiorellobarbellco.com, www.motivationandmuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give me a 5-star, will you? If you like this, if there's anything you want me to talk about just on my own, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com, and I reply to every email. So send them through. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. Like I said, we're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell and Motivation and Muscle. And we're going to have a big announcement next week. I can say some of it now. We are just about finished with our weight loss product, which is called The Weight Is Over Fast. If you've seen Dennis on our homepage, Dennis lost over 40 pounds with us as of today. He's down to about 216 pounds as we've been doing part two of this. In a year's time, Dennis put 1 pound on. Incredible. So the name of the website is going to be The Weight Is Over Fast. So we'll have more for you on that. And just stay the course. Challenge yourself every day. No matter what happens, know you can get through it. And remember this. Fiorello Barbell Company's motto is, we don't try, we succeed. And we'll be talking to you real soon. And keep up the good work. And go out and just kick ass. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.